merits. I am poor, I can't give now. In the presence of Master, many people expressed their desire to become rich, hoping to help those in need. Let me be rich, so I can start giving, they would say. However, Master reminded them that the quality of giving is more important than the quantity. It is not about how much we give, but how much heart we put into it. Even if one is poor, there are things of value they can offer. It does not necessarily refer to material possessions. It can be anything that brings joy, for that is what we all seek in life. Joy is something precious, and we have an abundance of it. We can create it anytime we want, without the need for wealth or material possessions. Master suggested that people start sharing joy if they can't share money. Share what is precious to you, and the universe will take care of the rest. There is a natural law at play here, the law of karma. If we take care of ourselves and others with love and compassion, the universe will take care of us. The universe rewards those who positively contribute to the collective consciousness in ways that facilitate evolution. One such way is by giving money to the poor, which can aid in their self-actualization. Similarly, sharing knowledge and helping others evolve can also contribute to one's own spiritual growth, leading to greater rewards from the universe. Merit in Buddhism does not solely refer to monetary wealth, but rather the quality of one's heart and intentions. Karma is not something to be feared or avoided. It is transcendental in nature and can help us grow spiritually. The key is to face it with calmness and consciousness. Avoiding it or dealing with it unconsciously will only prolong the karmic cycle. Wealth is not the ultimate goal of life. It is just a byproduct of our spiritual consciousness. We must not focus on it but instead work on our merits and deal with karma as it comes. True progress lies in our level of spiritual consciousness, and encountering karma can help us reach higher states. In conclusion, let us not focus on monetary gains but on the quality of our giving, the joy we can share, and the spiritual growth we can achieve.